This is Of Warnings Ignored, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by Trixery and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated R out of an abundance of caution and contains the pairing Cody Obi-Wan, with additional tags for Cody is a little shit, Obi-Wan Kenobi is a little shit. This is their relationship dynamic. Alpha 17 is long suffering. POV alternating, falling in love. Listen to me, Kotai. Are you listening? Because it is very fucking important that you listen to me right now. 17 says. He would seize Kotai by the chin and make him pay attention. If 17 was looking to get bit on top of all the other pain his body is gifting him with. Yes, sir, Kotai says, with dry military precision. Only the pleasure of having known the little shit at all stages of his growth allows 17 to see the bitchy insubordination just lurking beneath that tone. Unfortunately, it does nothing to dissuade him from his current course of possible terrible decision-making. Duly unfortunate, it also only reinforces his present concern. You're Jedi, 17 begins, and immediately has to stop when the little sheb begins vibrating. Stop that. Stop it! I'm not giving you his name until the end of this discussion, so listen. The vibrating continues. There are not enough pain medications in the world for this conversation. 17 sighs and soldiers on. Your Jedi is a fucking idiot. A Sith fucking torture mask half-suffocating him and muscle-eating maggots in his body, and he flirted with our captor. He was being eaten alive from the inside out, and he taunted her. Kotai goes still, like a predator scenting blood. At least the vibrating has stopped. On second thought, 17 isn't certain that this is better. I'm assigning you to be a second because I think you're just the right kind of crazy to keep him alive. Yes, sir, Kotai says. Vodka. This is not a word 17 uses often. He is not the type for endearments. His Vode are his men, his cadets. This has and will always come first, even before the bonds of brotherhood that each and every Vod is to the next. It must. This is how 17 loves them. This is how he keeps them safe. Keeping Kotai at arm's length will not keep him safe from this danger. He is a Jedi. He is not yours. Do you understand me? He is not yours. He cannot be yours. Don't forget that. Understood, sir. Fucking little liar. Get out of here, Commander. Yes, sir. After their first engagement, Cody returns to his commander's quarters with a can of orange armor paint. Orange for Shadashoy, their chosen unit colors, and paints a sunburst on his armor. A sunburst in Shadashoy, the exact glowing orange of his general's hair catching the firelight as he held back an explosion with nothing but the force, just long enough for their troops to pull back, not a care for his own safety. This is fine. His safety is in Cody's hands now. Then, Cody sends a message to Fox. CC-2224.
Him.
He receives a ping back by the time he has emerged fresh and pink-skinned from the Sonic. He receives several pings back in rapid succession. CC-1010.
No. Absolutely not. You're fucking joking, you piece of shit. Answer me. Answer me! You had one. One! Parentheses. One. Job!
To which Cody replies again. CC-2224.
Him.
On Steady's first tour with the 212th, his commander, the legendary, indomitable Commander Cody of the 212th Legion, second to the High General Obi-Wan Kenobi, drags said High General into the medbay by the scruff of his neck, bodily throws him down upon a vacant medbed, and straddles his chest in full kit. The General squawks. Medic, Commander Cody greets him. He unearths a data pad from some location unknown and begins immediately, still sat astride a Jedi General, to attend to various forms and spreadsheets that Steady does not even want to think about. The General is in need of medical assistance.
Sir?
Steady stutters, nearly fumbling his scanner onto the floor just as the General slaps at the commander's armored thigh and cries,
Fiend! Betrayer!
Commander Cody places a gloved hand over General Kenobi's mouth. General Kenobi bites Commander Cody. Commander Cody glances up from his datapad long enough to comment,
Kinky.
What the fuck?
A junior medic, PLK, whispers in fear, or perhaps awe. I reiterate, Commander Cody says, slow and unaffected. The General is in need of medical assistance.
See to your duty, or find me another medic who will.
Steady takes a deep breath and asks, as calm as can be,
Are you going to continue sitting on our General, sir?
Commander Cody glances down at his captive. His captive bites him. Again.
Yes. Will this be a problem?
Unspoken stands.
If so, make it not a problem.
Steady sighs and gets to work. Rex would describe his relationship with his Jedi General as informal. He would describe his relationship with his baby Jedi commander as unorthodox. He's hardly alone in that. The entirety of the 501st has already adopted the little fiend, especially the Arcs. They're going to teach her terrible things. Despite these more flexible-than-regs-allow relationships, Rex has absolutely fucking nothing on whatever Cody and Kenobi have going on. I would like to see my grandpadawan. Where is she? Where is my precious child? Kenobi announces upon striding into the hangar, immediately wrestling command of the whole room's attention with barely an ounce of effort. Cody is, as always, not far behind.
You're never this excited to see me,
Anakin grumbles at the man, somewhere between genuinely irritated but also genuinely amused.
Anakin is not so secretly pleased by Kenobi's open affection for his Padawan.
Kenobi ignores him. This is, for some reason, Kenobi's second favorite game to play with his former Padawan.
The first is a game called Torment, Terrify, Embarrass.
Ahsoka skips forward, practically preening under Kenobi's attentive stare. She rocks on her heels, back and forth and back again, and chirps, Hi, Master Kenobi. I missed you. Anakin gasps in offense.
Missed him? You saw him last week.
Bah! Kenobi dismisses this as unimportant. To Cody, he says, Darling, isn't she wonderful?
She's wonderful, sir.
Thank you, Uncle Cody,
Ahsoka beams.
Rex does not know why she started calling Cody by this title immediately upon meeting him. Neither does Anakin. It infuriates Anakin, precisely because he doesn't understand it, and Ahsoka won't tell him. It is especially baffling, seeing as Cody took one look at her down his nose as if he was examining gum on his boots, and asked her where her armor was and who let her out of the creche. Kenobi whisks Ahsoka away for a spa, or meditation, or tea, or some other Jedi nonsense, Anakin trailing and grumbling in their wake. As soon as they're gone, Rex says to Cody, judgmentally,
"Darling?"
"Perish," Cody replies, not without affection. "No, seriously, what the criff is going on, Cody? You do flirt like it's going to win the war. He calls you natborn pet names. You're his second." Rex is, in short, worried. He's worried about his Orivald, who has always been prone to follow his own rules in such a way that makes it seem as though he's following everyone else's, when in reality, he couldn't give two shits. But sleeping with his direct superior? His general? And a Jedi? That's dangerous. Loving him? That's even more so. The smallest of smirks dances around Cody's lips. "Don't worry, Rexica." A heavy hand clasps his shoulder and squeezes. It is a threat as much as it is a comfort. The two are indistinguishable when it comes to Rex's favorite Orivald. He calls me Shari, too. "May I take a holo?" Cody asks, as they drift in postcoital bliss. His hand draws idle patterns across his lover's back, connecting freckle to scar, and occasionally spelling out promises he can't, will not, dare make out loud, for both their sakes. He will keep them, and this is what matters. Obi-Wan hums a vague affirmative, and Cody's mobile comm jumps into Obi-Wan's hand from across the room. Cody trades him a kiss for the device. He angles his camera such that the holo hints at Obi-Wan's nudity, but stops before showing anything illicit. His hair, a bit long at the moment, Cody will trim it for him tomorrow, tickles Cody's bare shoulder. Cody splays his hand flat across the expanse of his lover's back. Possessive.
Perfect!
Can I send it to someone? A curious sound. Obi-Wan shuffles around and drapes himself across Cody's chest. He peers at the holo and smiles. Not his negotiator smile, not his dangerous smile, but his smile. His simple one. His honest one. It makes Cody's heart do things. Terrible, wonderful things.
It's lovely. Who would you send it to?
17, Cody says after a beat of consideration. Obi-Wan laughs and laughs. Eventually, in between slow and claiming kisses, Obi-Wan says,
"Of course, Shari. Give him my love?"
Cody thinks about this. "No," he decides. This sends Obi-Wan into another fit of giggles. Cody kisses them from his mouth, swallows them whole. They are, the two of them, whole. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded because of the recent interview with Stuart Beatty, writer for the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show, where he basically said that the original version of the script included an entire Cody plotline. And so if the entire Cody One portion of the internet, or at least my Tumblr feed, seems to be losing their collective shit, and I figured this was a good way to celebrate. Thank you to Trixery for having blanket permission to podfic. This podcast was recorded on my cell phone at work because, you know, we're focusing so well this summer, and so any background noise is because I was stealth recording in an office space. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.